Scott Sargent, WFNY. LeBron, obviously the point total and the differential is going to be a big storyline, but how refreshing is it to have a lot of those first quarter points come off of defense?
We understood that coming back from the game three and game four, we just didn't play our defense the right way. We didn't play how we should have played, and they took advantage of every moment. We had to get back to our staple. We had to get back to what we wanted to do defensively in order for us to play a complete game, and that was the most satisfying thing, the way we defended, holding these guys to 39% shooting.
Joe Vargan, Cleveland.com. LeBron, you spoke this morning about just a sense of calm. How much of that was just how many times you've been here before, and was there any part of it that you knew that what was going to happen tonight, you knew that was still in there?
Well, I've been a part of some really adverse situations, and I just didn't believe that this was one of them. So, just been very calm about the whole situation, understanding that our guys knew what we did and what we didn't accomplish in Toronto, and I'm not taking away from the fact that how big of a game this was, because it is. I mean, it's a game five on our home floor and a series tied 2-2, but from the very moment that we lost game four, I was just very calm about the whole situation. Seeing the good and seeing the good that we can prepare and get better for game five instead of looking at all the bad that we did. So, just mentally just having these guys focus, and, they answered the call.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. Kyrie, for you over here on the set, all three of the big three scored over 20, but defensively tonight you guys did a great job holding down DeRozan and Lowry. What changed defensively with the guards holding them to only 27 after they scored over 60 last game?
Just taking a personal challenge. We talked about it after the game. Just making it a little bit more uncomfortable for him coming out. They were coming off the pick and rolls, attacking our bigs downhill, so we kind of made a change on that. It made our jobs a little bit easier on the ball to get into the ball, because of our backside help. We had more than four sets of eyes on them, just like they were doing to me and Bron and on the other end. So we just wanted to counteract that and just play more physical and just be more physical and make other guys make decisions other than those two. We obviously know they lead their team, and Toronto did a great job both game three and four of doing that. And game five on our home floor, we just wanted to be a little bit more physical, make them uncomfortable.
Bron, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Two-part question. First of all, when Kevin Love throws you an outlet pass in full stride, not everybody can do that on either end. Explain the dynamics of what makes that such a great basketball play.
Well, first of all, you stated the first part, having someone like Kevin who can make that pass. He's been throwing outlet passes, chest passes, full court for a long time now, probably all the way back to high school. And obviously we saw it because, at UCLA, we saw it in Minnesota, and now we're starting to get that connection here, and we have it. For me, it's fun for me. I can be a receiver again, take me back to my football days and just try to keep the cornerback on my hip and not look up until the ball gets there and, being able to finish. So it's a huge play. And in that particular case, we kind of even talked about it while the jump ball was going on with Swish, and he was able to lead me to the rim, and I was able to finish.
Also, we talked about how Kevin's feeling more connected to the team and maybe coming out of his shell a little bit more. What is it that you saw tonight that makes you think that that's true?
Well, I don't believe that's true to the first part. Kev has always been out of his shell. You just don't do it around you guys, because it's not about that. What we do as a team, we keep everything in-house. And, besides RJ bringing out little Kev as recently, everything has been in-house. But, Kev is a great guy. He's a great teammate. And tonight was just a bounce back for him. He knew he didn't play his style of basketball or how he wanted to play to help us win in Toronto. And he wanted to make a different outcome of it. And he did that tonight. So it's a true professional.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN. LeBron, when you did have playoff struggles early in your career and everybody, the whole world was watching, you were able to bounce back from that and get to yourself to a point to have accomplishments. You kind of saw that play out for Kevin. And when we spoke after game three, you said, we're going to help him, but also we kind of have to do it for himself. What's that process like, seeing him, I guess, achieve that first challenge?
I mean, it's very difficult, and you feel like you're by yourself. You know, I've been there before, when you're a big part of a puzzle, and you know, things just don't go the way that you either dreamed about it, or you know, how you thought it was going to be. So, you know, you just feel like you're by yourself for either 24 hours or 48 hours or however long the case may be. And you know, to see him come out the way he did tonight, just aggressive from the beginning. You know, his first bucket, his first paint touch. I mean, for his first touch was in the paint, a right-hand jump hook, and you know, we knew from that point on that you know, that's where he wanted it, and we continued to go to him. So it was great to see him bounce back like that.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. LeBron, you haven't, I guess you haven't heard the outside noise of people saying, well, why is LeBron not taking over the game? Why is he not doing more? You haven't had to do that. And I'm curious to ask, in this game in particular, you see a blowout fashion. I think people will assume that you just took over from start to finish. How is this team still able to be so effective and you stay within the team system and you know, stick to the script?
Because we didn't get to this point in our season by me taking over every game. So, you know, I kind of laugh at it when I hear from you guys when I do my media availability about me, people saying take over the game. My presence on the floor is much bigger than what numbers, you know, talk about. And, you know, when you have a young superstar like this guy, you have Kevin, who's a superstar as well, and they've helped us get to this point. So you don't just throw in the kitchen sink just because we lose two games or we don't play as well as we did. There will be a time where, you know, I may have to have one of those big games, but, you know, until then, just relax.
Hey, LeBron, Jared Greenberg from Turner Sports. With the limited minutes you've been able to play the last two games and the type of basketball you potentially have ahead of you here, what does it do for your body to be able to only play under 32 minutes in a game five?
Well, I mean, it's great, for sure. Anytime you're able to, you know, clock in under, for me, you know, 35 minutes, it's great. But my body has been trained all season to do whatever it takes. And, you know, tonight was one of those instances where I didn't need it as much. But I've trained my body over, you know, quite a few months now to whatever coach needs me, whatever this team needs me, I'll be ready for it.
LeBron, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. You said earlier today on Uninterrupted that you like the pressure of Game 5 because it's going to show you what this team is all about. What do you think the team showed tonight?
That they was ready for it as well. They was ready for this moment. Our crowd was ready for this moment. They were amazing, as always. Give a lot of thanks to those guys. They were amazing from the beginning. And, you know, it starts with our floor general. Our floor general came out, and I think he had 12 in the first quarter. He got to where he wanted to get on the floor. His pull-up was working. His three in transition was working. He led the team, put us in position to succeed. And then, and obviously, Kev had a huge first quarter as well. And everybody else just followed their lead after that.
Helen from LTV China. LeBron, you guys were so dominant in rebounding tonight. So, but when you're playing against a team that has so many big guys like the Thunder, how can you ensure that you can maintain the same kind of great performance in rebounding?
Well, for us, rebounding is always a big part of our staple, you know, especially, you know, for Double T and for Kevin, for myself, and Kai starting to get down there a little bit as well. You know, it's just a big part of our, and we want to get stops. Defensively, we want to defend, and when you're able to make a team miss, you want to clean glass, and we was able to do that tonight. We held them under their shooting averages, obviously, from the last previous two games, so we was able to clean glass on that and allow us to get out in our break.
Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch. For either of you guys, the home and road games have been so wildly different in this series. I wonder what it will take to have a performance like this away from this arena in this series.
Well, I had to take a step back from, you know, just a realization of what the first two series were like for us in Detroit and Atlanta. And I think that for me, I would say Chicago last year didn't necessarily play, but it was just really, really loud. And I can say that those two games in Toronto were probably my first legitimate two road games that I've experienced in my playoff career. And it was just our communication, everything had to be a lot sharper. And we took a lot that we had to learn from that game, including myself. And I know I probably wasn't the only guy that felt that way, but this guy to my right has experienced a little, you know, way more playoff games and true road tests. And going in to game six, I feel a little bit more prepared than I was going in to game three and four, of knowing what to expect, what it's going to be like, what to expect from my teammates and what to demand from them as well on both ends of the floor and how to play. So it was just a great test for us. You can see that, you know, we've won three at home and they've won two. It's widely spread. So game six will definitely be a great atmosphere that I'm looking forward to, and I know my teammates are as well.
Jeff Shadell, News Herald. For both of you, how do you take this aggression that you had from the start tonight into Toronto on Friday?
Well, I mean, it's a huge key to our success. And if we understand that, we put ourselves in the best possible chance of winning. And we showed this for we show it in Toronto, game three and game four, when we got down 16 or 18. And, you know, we showed we're capable of doing it. All the way down to game four, we had a chance to win. So, you know, we got to come out from the beginning, and it starts with the big three. It starts with myself, Kev, and Kai. And we got to do a great job of pushing the tempo, getting these guys ready, and we'd be much better. We'd be more prepared. You know, not saying that our coaching staff gave us a great game plan of three and four, and we didn't execute it, but we'd be more prepared.
LeBron, we've talked a little bit about this before, and then, you know, today you've been mentioning about being calm and why. I'm curious what your streak of consecutive series with at least one road win means to you, and put it within the context of you've got one more chance to extend that to 25 on Friday.
Well, you was the first person to bring it up to me. I had no idea. I really don't play my career off accomplishments. If they happen, so be it. You know, I've been blessed to be in a position where I can play the game that I love and be around some great guys. And my kids get an opportunity to see me do some special things. So my only mindset is to, at this point, get our guys mentally and physically prepared for a heck of a game on Friday night in Toronto. And, you know, if we're able to come home victorious, then the streak continues. If not, we prepare for game seven. But, you know, that's my mindset. My mindset has never been about, I guess, records or streaks or things of that nature.